it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's about radio on the go. All the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm about 80% recovered from my cold, so it's a beautiful thing. Not quite as hoarse as I was the last couple of days. But, you know, one thing I won't be hoarse about is interviewing Glenn Robinson III on the other side of the break, as he'll give us his take on the NBA playoffs, specifically this series with the Cavs and the Dubs. And we'll get into some other stuff in the world of GR3. As well. And, you know, look, it's you can always find the best of. You can click on our listen live button. We're right there for you. It's you can get the Jefe, you can get us, you can get Tittle, you can get Jerry. It's, you know, look, it's all about you. It's about radio on the go. It's about the devices and platforms that we like to talk about. And whether you're not an Android or an iPhone or a watch, it's a beautiful thing, you know, tablet. Whether you're on an old PC like I am, it's not all that old. It's just that I like the size of it. Plus, my vision isn't what it used to be. And, you know, that makes a difference, too. It's, you know, it's all there for you. And when it comes right down to it, that's what it's about. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls lay it on the line for us each and every day. They give me the freedom to talk about whatever I want to talk about with whoever I want to talk about it with. And, you know, we love those guys and girls. So let's tap on the brakes when we come back. Glenn Robinson III here in the Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there. Here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6/7 through 6/14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number,
800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Glenn Robinson III here in just a second. And as he's finishing up another interview, and then we'll get him on. But, you know, in today's NBA, It's a fluid situation. And what I mean by that is there are a lot of talented players out there, an awful lot of talented players out there, some of which end up with a little more success than others. But, you know, you can make a damn good living in this game. And one of the things we always discuss here in the Attack is the fact that there is so much talent in the league. And we talked about this the other day. I hope at some point in time that the league does end up expanding, because it'll give opportunity to a lot of players who are, you know, either stuck behind stars or just not in a situation where they can succeed at this point. And, you know, we're going to see how it plays out. You know, one of the stories running now is whether or not, you know, LeBron would end up in Los Angeles in 2018. And as I said earlier in the show, it's certainly a possibility that it could go down that way. I mean, you know, it would it happen? I don't know. You know, would LeBron at that point want to market himself into a bigger market? I mean, he can't be any bigger than what he is right now. So I don't necessarily think so. But you never know. He's left before. And I mean, you know, the idea, of course, is that it would be a team built around Lonzo Ball, LeBron, Paul George, who would like to go there? Or would he go to the Clippers and go with Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, and Carmelo Anthony on the all-ancient team? So, you know, can't see it personally, but you never know how it'll play out. And, you know, LeBron is he's a unique individual. He has a complete loyalty to Cleveland, but also has up and gone when the circumstances have been kind of leaning towards his favor. So you never know. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. We're joined by Glenn Robinson III from the Indiana Pacers. We're speculating, Glenn, on what might happen to LeBron after this series plays out. But we want to welcome you to the Attack to talk about basketball. How you doing this morning?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You got a shoe that you're involved with. And, you know, of course, in your career, which we'd like to talk about a little bit too. Why don't you dive into that some?
Yes, sir. So I'm signed with Li Ning, a Chinese brand. And it's Dwayne Wade's brand through Li Ning, called Way of Wade. And, you know, he had a vision of having this shoe brand and, you know, getting a couple young guys around him, surrounding him, and helping us. And like I said, I was all on board for that vision, and recently just released my shoe, All City Fives. You know, it has my logo on it, and Pacers colorway. You know, you get it at wayofwade.com, but it's doing really good. You know, I love the shoe. Dwayne Wade had a great vision with, you know, comfort, but also pretty light, and, you know, to be able to have style on the court. That's what it's about now.
Well, I mean, you know, I should know you've made it in life when you have your own logo, right?
I mean, you know, it's all about branding, you know, and got some great people around me who help me.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on in the league right now, obviously, with the finals going on. It looks like the Warriors are just going to not be stopped. I've been getting into the conversation of, I don't get into these greatest of all times conversations because I think it's a bunch of nonsense. I think, you know, whoever played when in the particular circumstances dictate whether or not one is the greatest of all time. And you can talk Michael, Kareem,
right,
whoever it is. But it as far as teams go, it certainly appears as the Dubs are one of the best teams ever assembled. And the addition of Kevin Durant, who had enormous pressure on him going into the finals, it looks like it's finally going to pay off.
It does. You know, I think that, like you said, with KD being an addition to that team, kind of making them look right now, you know, unstoppable. So they're playing really well basketball, really great basketball. And, you know, the Warriors, they play together as a team. You know, a lot of people don't understand. They don't care who scores. They don't care who shoots. You know, it's all about the team, you know, and I think that they do a great job of that. And we'll see tonight if they can close this thing out. But I know one thing, playing in the league, and my opinion on it is it's never over till it's over, you know, especially when you got a guy named LeBron James on your team. So we shall see. But this whole series has been great to watch. And like you said, the Warriors will go down as, you know, one of those great teams in history.
Well, you know, when I look at what's going on the court, and they could point at Steph and they could point at LeBron and KD and everything else, the guy who always intrigues me when I watch him play basketball is Draymond Green. He does everything, and his ability to pass as a big man, to me, is like watching Picasso paint a portrait.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, and that's a skill, and that's not a lot of big men, not a lot of fours can make those passes and those plays or be able to dribble it, you know, full court and make the right read. So I think, you know, Draymond is one of those players who necessarily kind of changed the league into this modern day basketball. Is, you know, run and go and a faster pace. You know, you need to have a big man who's able to make those plays in order to play that way.
Well, your own team has certainly had some ups and downs. At the beginning of the season, I picked them as a dark horse to contend in the East, and they did contend. But some turmoil with Larry stepping aside. You have a new coach in there, Paul George, making no bones about the fact that he wants out. What is that like to ride it out over the course of the season with all that kind of stuff going on? And what do you see for the future of the Indiana Pacers?
Yeah, you know, I think that as a team, we tried to do, you know, our best and to eliminate, you know, all those distractions. And, you know, we knew we had everybody was new to the team, kind of our first year, you know, all of us together, you know, a new coach, like you said, you know, situation with Larry. But, you know, I think that we can continue to get better. You know, we got a bright future. You know, we got, you know, great young players coming up. And, you know, I think that we'll be okay. You know, I think that as long as we continue to work, we got a great staff around us. And like a lot of people did expect for us, you know, to obviously do better than what we did. But, you know, I think that by the end of the season, you know, we were kind of clicking on the best cylinders that we had been all year. You know, we gave Cleveland a great run in the first round of the playoffs, and there was some fun games.
Yeah, you certainly did, and that was really impressive. And when I look at that core and I look at guys like you and Miles and some of the other young kids on that team, I think the future is bright. Do you think that that might encourage Paul George to maybe stay with the team?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, if I'm Paul, you know, I'm kind of looking to win. I'm looking to be in a great situation to help me win because, you know, being around him, he's all about winning. He's a winner. He's a hard worker. You know, he does the right thing. So I think that it'll definitely help, you know, maybe impact his decision, you know, knowing that he has, you know, some pretty good young players around him who we can help make better, you know, with also, you know, getting him help. So hopefully that will, you know, stray him.
You're going to go back to the slam dunk next year?
that's the plan. It looks like it. You know, it'll be in L.A. It'll be a lot of fun and, you know, looking to defend my title.
Yeah, that's pretty monumental. And plus, going back to L.A., I mean, that would be fun, too. Just a couple of cameras floating around that arena.
Exactly. a lot of people, a lot of celebrities. It'll be fun.
Give us, before we let you go, give us the 411 on where we can find your sneaker and all the information.
Yeah, you can find it at wayofway.com, and it's the All City Fives. And like I said, it has my logo on it, and Pacers colors, you know, and looks really good. So we did a good job, and happy to be with the brand.
Well, I appreciate the couple minutes. I'm trying to keep you back on schedule, and you know, you're welcome back anytime. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Glenn Robinson III here in the Attack. And, you know, again, good shoe, good kid, well-spoken, and he's got a bright future in the league. He's still refining his game. Don't give up on him just yet as far as being part of your rotation and being a real, real big contributor. We're going to step aside. When we come back, more fun here on the Attack. Don't go anywhere.